Today, Drew will experience the 11th annual edition of a program. There's so many people listening to this program. There are people, Drew, that are being paid to write down every word I say today. See, I'm single-handedly helping the employment situation because people had to hire folks to write down what I'm saying today. It is our 11th annual opportunity for you to evaluate one of our community's jewels, something that was born out of the bosom of our African-American community, that our African-American community nurtured with blood and sweat and toil and tears and volunteer man hours and hours and years, as well as hard dollars, and that is the Circle City Classic 31st Annual Edition. And we ask you in a number of ways, either by phone at 239-1310, or by email at praiseindy.com, or by text message at 37890, keyword Amos, you evaluate what you birthed. What was good about the Classic and its events, the game, the parade, South Street, Gospel Fest, the pep rally on the Circle, everything that was connected with Classic, what was good, what was not so good, what would you improve upon? But I mention it in the context of the vast majority of you listening to me right now. Again, for the third consecutive year, did not attend the game or the parade or most of the Classic events. So we have a situation now where you, the community, did not buy what Black Expo, who now has for the last 4 years the direct responsibility for operating the Circle City Classic, you, the community, did not buy or partake of what the Classic was selling. And so now we're down to a point why. And this is your opportunity, because I can tell you right now, the leadership of the Classic, the leadership of Expo, they are listening. This is your opportunity to tell them why you as the consumer did not go. And you're saying, well, Amos, let me tell you where the facts are. And it's interesting. Literally 15 minutes before I went on the air, Indiana Black Expo and the Circle City Classic puts out a press release. I'm going to read you the press release in its entirety. It's not that long. Indianapolis. The headline, Indiana Black Expo thanks both participating universities, Classic volunteers, sponsors, and fans for making the 31st annual Circle City Classic, registered trademark, a success. Indianapolis. The Kentucky State University Thoroughbreds defeated the Central State University Marauders in the 31st annual Circle City Classic, registered trademark, at Lucas Oil Stadium on Saturday, October the 4th, 2014. The final score was 21-31-24 Thoroughbreds. Both teams are part of the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference and have been longtime rivals, which brought a sense of excitement to the city of Indianapolis, including Indianapolis natives, visiting students, alumni, and supporters. Quote, we want to thank our sponsors and the community for supporting this year's Classic and the tons of volunteers that committed their time and efforts to ensure that the parade and game ran smoothly, said Greg Wilson, IBE board chairman. This, again, Mr. Wilson, quote, this sporting event continues to be a great asset for our city. This year's total economic impact on the city of Indianapolis was $8 million. Planning is already taking place for 2015. End of quote. Quote, from IBE President and CEO Tanya Bell, we are pleased with our attendance and the quality of our events during this year's Circle City Classic. A total of 26,480 game tickets were distributed. We expected 30,000 attendance at this year's game, and with the support of our community, Classic fans, and alumni of both universities, we came very close to accomplishing this goal. It was great to showcase the spirit, energy, and tradition of both Kentucky State University and Central State University, and we look forward to having both teams back in the future. End of quote. You may have noticed the noun distributed. 26,480 game tickets were distributed. Drew, that means they were either sold or given away. At the conclusion of the Classic Saturday night, a document is prepared that is called the box score, the game statistics. And it includes, you know, how many people rush for this and how many first downs and how many punts and how many penalties and penalty yards and all that kind of stuff. It also includes the conditions of the field. It includes what time the game began, which was 3 o'clock. What time the game ended, 6:15. The length of the game, 3 hours and 15 minutes. It also includes attendance. The box score, the official box score of this year's Classic, distributed to both teams, prepared in the press box, and published on both teams' website. This is the actual number of people in the stadium. 15,328 in the house. 26,480 tickets distributed. 15,328 in the building. If you remember, Drew, remember back in the day when if an NFL team was like no good and having a bad season, but they had sold all the tickets to the season ticket holders, and they would, and but you'd see the game on TV and you see all those empty seats, and they would always put in the story of the game, well, there were no shows because the ticket holders were dissatisfied with the level of performance on the field, right? Those are no shows. So if 26,480 tickets were distributed, but only 15,328 were there, as recorded in the official box score, that means there were 11,152 folks that had tickets to see Kentucky State and Central State and didn't use them. That's almost half the tickets distributed weren't used. Now, let me tell you the real deal. By any metric, and you can't spin this away, this was the worst attendance in the 31 years of the Classic, period. Anybody that had eyes that were there Saturday saw it. I even think the board of directors of Indiana Black Expo, sitting in their little suites on suite level, if they even took the time to look out the suite window at the stadium, even they knew in their heart of hearts there wasn't no people there. The Classic has had 3 straight years of precipitous attendance declines. That's a fact. In 2002, Classic distributed 35,237 tickets. There was basically 20,000 in the house. Last year, there was 22,357 in attendance. This year, 15,328. Even if I look at the 35,237 tickets that Expo said they distributed in 2012, compared with this figure they just threw out here, this 26,480, that does not qualify as success by any reasonable metric. This event is in serious trouble. Anybody that does not think that is living in fantasy land. So this is your opportunity, community. If you went, what was good, what was not so good, what does it need to improve? If you didn't go, what would get you back? Or, you know, not everything is designed to live forever. Is it time to end this? Is it time to, you know, give the Circle City Classic their gold watch for 31 years of service and say, that's it, let's move on? I want to talk to as many as possible at 239-1310, 239-1310, or send me an email at praiseindy.com or a text message at 37890, keyword Amos. All that I'm going to ask today is regulars will be limited to a flat 1 minute because I want to hear as many voices and different voices as possible. Because at the bottom line, this is an event that our community created. Other community didn't create this. The white man did not create this one. We did. Oh, yeah. So start. Yeah, Drew, start getting the calls. Just line them up. Line them up like the traffic jam here. A couple of other things that, one other thing that we will talk about. And that is this statement that was put on Facebook by Charlotte Lucas. Who is the co-owner of Lucas Oil and who gave all that money to the Colts several years ago to have their name on Lucas Oil Stadium. She wrote a very insensitive, some would say disparaging comment on Facebook that Channel 6 reported on Friday evening and that many in our community are just finding out about. What she wrote was just wrong. Flat out wrong. Shouldn't have been up there to begin with. She has apologized for it. An attorney representing her company sent something to Channel 6 talking about the things that they've done in the community. I think one of the problems is a lot of people in our African American community is not aware of that. Of what they've done. Ms. Lucas received an award from the Madam Walker last spring. I'm going to assume she received that award because she gave the Walker some contributions. I don't know that for a fact, but she was honored by an institution in our community. I will say that both, you know, there's sometimes people that Drew, they have money, were born into money. That's not the Lucas' situation. They started, like a lot of us in our community, they started out with nothing. Built a business literally with their bare hands. Made it successful. And now they're in this, you know, in a situation of wealth. And folks got to remember, I don't care whether you are high and mighty or low. When you start writing stuff on Facebook, you better mean what you say and say what you mean. Because if you say something the wrong way, it gets you in trouble. I got a call about an hour before I went on the air from somebody I know very well in the general community. Worked with them on another number of projects, who knows Ms. Lucas. And we talked briefly. And I said to her that the invitation is, you know, first of all, I'm on a radio station that shines the light through the word in the music. So I have to believe part of my faith tradition is forgiveness and redemption. Part of our faith tradition also is being honest with folk. So at a point in which Ms. Lucas wants to come to our community and explain what she meant, and ask for redemption, you know, that door will always be open. But until then, I'm going to refer to that stadium as the stadium. Because I really don't know what Lucas Oil, I don't know whether they're African Americans. I'm going to assume African Americans work for Lucas Oil. I hope there's some in management. I've been told that they've made donations to organizations in the African-American community, but I don't know that for a fact. Now, let's find out. But until I find out that kind of information, I'm just going to call it the stadium downtown. Anyway, 239-1310, 239-1310. It is our annual evaluation of the 31st Circle City Classic. What was good? What was not so good? What does it need to do to improve? If you didn't attend, which is most of you, what do they got to do to get you back? Let's start today with Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. I did attend the parade. I saw you going through doing your little wiggle.
I was trying to stay warm, girl.
You tried.
Yep.
And I did attend the game, Lucas Oil Stadium, beautiful stadium, so I don't understand why people don't show up. My only concern was, because I enjoyed the game and the parade, attendance to me, it was down. Also, of course, the stadium, a lot of empty seats, but I did have, hopefully, Indiana Black Expo is listening to this, because we had one concern going on. My husband went, he called the expo to purchase tickets. He gave them his credit card number. And they gave him a transaction number. He went to the expo to pick up the tickets. Nobody knew anything about the tickets. So we're like, okay, what's going on? And so went through searching paperwork, everything, couldn't find anything. So we had to purchase the tickets again. So we have checked the bank. We haven't seen anything yet, but we don't know if he got charged twice. So I don't know if that number of all those people attendance is we got, you know, hit twice with this.
So the card was run twice, but it's only gone through the system once?
Well, we don't know yet. We're going to check the bank today because it didn't. He was so upset on Friday because he had to give his card again, and they had already given him a transaction number. He gave the people the transaction number, but nobody could find anything. So they asked us to buy.
Trust,
we had to buy tickets again.
Trust me, the staff is listening. I appreciate the call, but hold on. I want to make one thing while you're on the line. I'm going to say nothing today disparaging of the staff of Indiana Black Expo. They have been asked to do the impossible, both for summer celebration and then turn around within 71 days and execute Classic. So I hope the people who really should be listening to Karen's feedback and others are the 30 men and women who are the board of directors of Indiana Black Expo, because the problems of Expo and Classic lay at the feet of the board. They are the ones legally and morally responsible. If the Classic goes down, it's the board's fault, not the staff, the board's fault. And things that you just said, Karen, that this customer service situation.
Correct.
The board acts like everything's wonderful. Everything's copacetic. There's no problems. So, Greg Wilson, you are the chair of the board. The buck stops with you. So you need to investigate why somebody has to go to the office to get the tickets, because all the ads said, go to the expo office and get the tickets. They run the credit card. They get the confirmation number, and there's no tickets. Greg Wilson, you need to get on the phone as the board chair, start taking some responsibility, and say, what happened to Karen's husband? I appreciate the call, my dear. Let me go to Carol at 239-1310.
Hi, hello, Karen. Amos. How I'm not going to take up very much of your time, but thank you for your hard work, and you also.
Thank
now,
you.
I was down there for the pep rally. I was rushing to get over there to the explosion, you know, the gospel explosion. It was really nice over there. I really applaud those people. But the lady that was down there, and I went up to her, and I told her, Lauren, I think her name is Clark. And she was with this tall man in a gray suit, and they were very polite, very nice. You got two men in leaders, I think, and then they just, I don't know, the attitudes or something. But this young lady, Clark, she was very nice, smiling all through, and it was cold out there. It was cold. And the parade, what I didn't like again, the little small, they had the little babies throwing out the candy. They were only working one side of the street. I said, well, then, Carol, now you know they have a dollar store. Next time you get a thing and you throw out the candy. It was unbelievable. They were begging. They were asking everything. I had a chance to see you, too. So I'm, you know, taking pictures and everything.
So thank you.
But it's just got too many chiefs down there at that Black Expo, and they're not doing their job. They're just too important.
So,
I was out there in the cold. I'm 70-something years old, and I was out there. And so I can't understand it. Like you said, it's that board. They have changed, and I'm telling you, Stella, I had a chance to see that Mason man, and I was hollering to him. I wish you the best and everything, but I wish you was back over to the Black Expo. They need to straighten it out. Now, thank you for all your hard work, like I said, to you
all
and Drew, but I'm telling you, it's a mess.
All right, I appreciate it. Let me go to Ladine at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. This is Ladine Smith, and this was my 25th year attending Classic consecutively.
Okay.
Well, I did go online Friday to purchase my tickets. They were not available at Ticketmaster. It said call the Expo office, which I did. I was able to get my tickets and pick them up at will call. I think Expo has done a good job of putting events together. It's the people of Indianapolis that do not come out.
Well, then what? But here's the deal. When consumers make a decision that they don't want to attend something, and this transcends race and economy.
Mm-hmm.
When consumer, you know, when what was it? What was it? Amazon put out a cell phone and didn't nobody buy it. Despite Amazon's name, they put a nice price on it and they discounted it. It like buy it for $1 with a 2-year subscription. Nobody's buying the thing. What would it take to get people to come back? Because people have voted with their pocketbooks not to attend. You've attended for 25 years. You could see that the crowd has sharply dwindled the last 3 years.
Absolutely.
Is it the fear of crime? Is it, you know, because last year the attendance was down and we had Grambling, one of the bellwether schools.
And, you know, and since I am an advocate of Expo, and I always ask people, why aren't you coming?
Mm-hmm.
Some said it was weather. Majority said weather, and other people just don't go.
Mm-hmm.
The pep rally was free. The parade mm-hmm. is free. You didn't have to purchase tickets. So it's just a choice that they make not to come out.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go to the game this year because last year it was so scarce. We just didn't even sit in our seats. We just sat down anywhere. But we went to the comedy show instead.
Okay. And I heard the comedy show was pretty good.
Yes, and it was shallow as well. And that was the 11 o'clock show.
Mm.
But people have to find that education is more important. Just one day
right.
to come out and spend with the kids that have practiced and have traveled and had to do fundraisers and their parents had to sacrifice. It wasn't even about us. It's about the children.
All right, good point. I just got a text message at 37890, keyword Amos. They say, I believe this event may have reached its limit. This generation, I guess they're meaning they're his generation, his or her generation, isn't as hype as we were in the 80s and 90s, and I'm in my 30s. That's an interesting point because I went down in the first quarter and walked around on the field, on the sidelines, looking up, because it's hard to see people's faces when you're sitting in a skybox in a suite. And looking at the age of the people that were there, were my generation and younger. And so I didn't see as much, I saw kids, don't get me wrong, and kids with it, and kids with their parents or grandparents, and that was great. But I didn't see a lot of 20-somethings and 30-somethings. You would think that with the student body of Kentucky State just an hour and 20 minutes away, with the student body of, Central State just down the road from Dayton, that there would have been more students and there really wasn't either. And I think that was one of the surprises to me. But anyway, good feedback, my sister. I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos, our annual evaluation. What was good? What was not so good? What can be improved upon? Let me go to the phones. And Ricky, hi there. Ricky?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. You're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, I think the Suck City is going down because the pep rally was a joke. It's too inconvenient for people to park. You have to park. You have to walk far away to get there. Bring back the bigger schools. Bring back the Florida A&M and the Grambling. I don't think Grambling was here last year, but they need to bring the bigger schools. If they're not going to bring the bigger schools, they can bring them to school. They need to have the football game at a high school or somewhere.
So you're talking about the pep rally on the circle?
Yes, it was a joke. It was probably 75 people there.
Oh.
I mean, it's too inconvenient. You have to park. You can't park nowhere downtown. They need to take it back to Kroger's or take it to a high school or somewhere.
That's an interesting point. I know for several years it was downtown at the at NCAA. But
yeah.
But you also brought back when it was and tied in with a sponsor. And sponsorships were down because you didn't hear a lot of sponsor names. But back
right.
in the day, Kroger was a sponsor of Circle City Classic, and one of the two schools would go and perform and do the pep rally in the parking lot of a Kroger.
Right, but it's so inconvenient to even go downtown. I mean, make it somewhere where it can be convenient.
All
it's
right.
not convenient getting downtown. You have to walk, you can't park anywhere. So if they're going to have it, bring the bigger schools back. Or have it at the high school or something.
In terms of the pep rally?
Pep rally and the game if they're going to be in a small school.
Well, let's put, you know, one of the things I noticed, the crowd for the Classic that was actually in the building, Ben Davis and Karma would have had a better crowd. Now, the Classic should not get to the point where they got less people than Ben Davis and Carmel in the stadium. 239-1310. We're here for the full 2 hours. Your opportunity to evaluate an event created from the bosom of our community. Circle City Classic wasn't an event that came from the top down. It came from the bottom up. But it's in crisis. Lowest attendance ever. 15,328. There were 26,480 tickets distributed, which means there were 11,152 tickets that weren't used. And some of you are saying, how wasteful. Your thoughts. How do we make it better? Or is it time for it to go the way of something? It's After News with Amos After D.
This is Emmy Award-winning anchor Andrea Moorhead from Channel 13. You're listening to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
I just got a very nice note from Tanya Bell, the president and CEO of Indiana Black Expo, and she's giving her point of view on tickets purchased versus tickets scanned when you went into the stadium. They were supposed to scan your ticket unless you had a credential, like I did. I didn't have a ticket, I had a credential. And there's no scanners on the back of the credential. I'm editing what Tanya Bell said, not editing because I'm trying to take something out. I want to protect some things that she put in this. Very nice note to me that I don't think should be public record. And if she disagrees, she can hit me a note back. Any promoter that rents out a building or a venue gets a document from the building that's called a settlement. And in that settlement, Tanya is telling me that they had at least 22,000 purchase tickets. Then they had 3,000 tickets that were given away that volunteers had, others. Plus you had the band members and the credentials and obviously the teams. And so they believe they had 26,000 counting all of that. They are concerned that not everyone's ticket is being scanned at the stadium, as she received reports from individuals that the tickets were not scanned. She's disagreeing, and I respect that. With the 15,000 number, I've asked her, then how did the people that compiled the stats on game night compile the box score and the attendance that was listed in the box score? So, yeah, I wanted to be fair to her and let her know and pass this information out. And I know she's listening. So if there's anything that I inadvertently left out to protect some privacy things and out of respect that you wish me to share with the audience, just let me know. 239-1310. Got another email that says, I would like to know what the measurable success Greg Wilson was referring to. This person indicates that there were far fewer tickets scanned for the game. I don't know where the emailer is getting that information. Emailer also says the small amount of vendors on Georgia Street lost money because at no time did I see any customers before, during, or after the game. Downtown, in terms of the Classic, looked like a ghost town for us people. In matter of fact, I was downtown eating dinner on Washington Street around 6, and if I wasn't from Indy, I would not even have known a black event was taking place downtown. Classic has lost its luster in our community. Indianapolis does not support it. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoon's name. Is back to old regulars. Are going to be limited to 1 minute flat. Let me go to Quincy at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi there. I was calling about the Black Expo, and I feel the way that they can make things better at the Black Expo is, one, open up the parking on the streets where they got no parking through the whole downtown area. If we're out of towners coming in town, that's a very bad issue. And then my second point is that they need to draw a bigger venue for the younger people between the ages of 18 and 30 years old. They feel like it's not a lot for them to do downtown during the expo now.
Well, now we're talking about the Classic, not Summer Celebration.
No, I'm talking about the actual Classic itself, as far as the draw, like the comedy show.
Oh,
like,
I got it. I'm sorry.
Like that.
Okay, here's here's the one problem with the parking. The parking meters are live downtown, meaning if, let's say for the argument, they bought your argument, and they opened up on-street parking downtown. Then the problem is, the parking meters are live, working until 9 o'clock, so if somebody forgets to to feed that meter, they're going to get towed away.
And yes, that's what I'm saying. I understand that. And my whole thing is that if it's the expo and they have an event going on for downtown for that expo, the meter should not be charging people that are coming in town. You have a bunch of out-of-towners that don't know the directions of downtown Indianapolis. And even for people that live here, it's still hard to drive around downtown Indianapolis with a lot of the one-way streets and stuff that they deal with.
All right. Good points, Quincy. And let me go to Raymond right quick at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, quickly, Amos.
Yes.
For me, I've worked in the downtown area for the last 20-plus years, and I can tell you a few things I've noticed, and one of those is that, you know, when people stay downtown, many times they have to stay a 2 or 3 day minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that for 6 hours of you know, and I think the Circle City Classic is an excellent concept, and I hope it continues, but when they have to pay for 2 days to stay plus your meals, you could be talking about a $600 trip. And then if you're talking about a 3.5 hour game and maybe a 2-3 hour parade,
mm-hmm,
for the whole weekend, and then your external activities you're not sure of, or they don't have information that is, maybe, I'm not saying don't have, but right, maybe that's harder to find of what's going on around the city, maybe because they're not directly involved with Classic. And then two, why don't like any, even these big candy companies or the big, like, Girl Scouts, I didn't want to say the name, but they do fundraisers.
Right.
Why don't they get the kids involved to sell Circle City Classic tickets and the schools would benefit?
That's a good point. I'm going to put that one down there. Your 1 minute is up. Let me go to Ron. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Amos.
Hi.
You know, before I moved here, we used to come to Classic all the time. We used to have a upstairs, because we always was right down from the lottery people.
Right, right.
We had a booth.
Yeah.
A skybox.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I spent a lot of time with Charles because I knew him.
Mm-hmm.
All down on the field and everything.
Right.
It used to be a college thing. All our friends, everything. We'd bring busloads of people into town. But then when the teenagers from around here started coming, and then you start having them shootings and all of that other stuff, I'm going to tell you the truth, we start coming. What we enjoyed was the fact that this was a college thing and college people came back. It was a great college. I thought it was the most fantastic, and my friends and everything, all the black colleges and all the capitals into town.
Well, now, hold on, Ron. Everything you said was fine, except the violence. The violence has never been around Classic.
No. See, but it bled over from the other thing that...
the expo. The summer celebration.
The expo.
Okay.
See, it went from a community thing, the expo, to a college thing, but it's still the same people who sponsor it. The word went out. And see, and the other thing is, it turned off white people that used to show up at the classes.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying the same thing with the expo. I live here now,
so I see it all. I used to come in. We used to have thousands of college people from our organizations and everything that used to come here. And when those three bad years of those teenagers, the expo.
Yeah. So it's almost like the sins of the father is being replicated on the son.
One other thing I'm gonna say it before you cut me off. Everybody that knew Charles, that dealt with Charles,
mm-hmm,
and loved Charles with his ways. We all know what his ways were. They cannot stand Tommy Bell.
He has
turned off all the older, all the money, everything else. You can say what you want to. Look like this world has been put in there to destroy Charles's reputation and erase him like the whole Egyptians from all the obelisks when they took Moses' names off everything.
All right, no, Ron, I understand your point. as it relates to Tanya Bell. But I also think, well, what do I always say on this program? Everybody has a boss. And the ultimate responsibility for Expo and Classic is the board of directors. And I really want the community to really, this needs to sink in. It's not about staff anymore. It's not about the person at the head of the staff anymore. It's the board. If this thing goes down, it's on the board's head. In order to fix it, the board's got to get up off their you-know-what, get their head out of the sand, and come clean with this community. It's now about the board, not about the staff, in my view. Now, y'all may disagree with me. That's cool. But I want to get out here. It's the board now. Those 30 men and women who legally and morally are responsible for this event. Let me go to Linda at 239-1310. Hi, Linda.
Yes, Amos. I just wanted you to acknowledge that Al Hobbs' loss really did impact the Circle City Classic, because for years, even though he didn't have an official role, he brought vendors to this community, and everyone really looked forward to what he was bringing to the Classic.
You know, Linda, I think we all missed Al, but this was funny. I'm driving down Saturday afternoon after the parade, went home, changed clothes, drove back downtown. And I drove past Capitol and Georgia Street. Now, I was expecting Georgia Street to be vacant, to be empty, because when we interviewed the people from the Classic a month ago, they said everything they were going to do was on South Street. I looked over and saw vendors in the middle of Georgia Street. I saw food trucks, and I'm going, what in the Sam Hill is going on Georgia Street? So after I parked my car, walked back from the stadium, up to Georgia Street, found out there was something called Taste of Indy Fall Event. And I'm going, who are these people? So I walk up to a vendor, and I show my ID from the station, and I said, you know, how come we didn't know about this? How come the media didn't know about this? They said, well, you got to talk to so-and-so. I said, okay, where's so-and-so? So they led me over to this young African-American. I'd say this young man was in his 30s. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, he had found out that nobody had Georgia Street. He went to Indianapolis downtown, or whatever they call the new name of the organization, paid the fee, got the licenses, and he was doing vending. And he kind of looked at me because I think he thought I was going to blow his head off, bark his head off. And I said, sir, Al Hobbs is looking down right now, laughing his blank off, happy, happy that you saw an opportunity. You took advantage of the opportunity, and you're here. Come to find out, he'd had a conversation 3 years earlier with Al. And Al shared, you know how generous Al was. Al was generous with his time, you know, particularly for younger people. And I said, you are following in the footsteps. Al's not here. Everybody thought he wasn't going to be here. You're here with not the exact same thing he had, but you're here on Georgia Street during Classic, doing your thing. He does other things with the food trucks and other things in the city called Taste of Indy. And I don't have the young brother's name, but some of my younger staff members knew him. And I was telling them during the game, they said, oh, yeah, he does this stuff all the time. And I know that Al and Reverend Williams and some of the others were up in heaven Saturday, having a great time, saying, well, there may not be a lot of people in the stadium, but the Georgia Street experience still lives. And so I think when we think that we don't have the capacity in our community to come up with great ideas, here's a young person that did that. So if people didn't think there was stuff on Georgia Street, it was. I don't know how much business they did, but that's how you start out. I appreciate the call, and yes, Al and his presence was greatly missed this year. Let me go to Teresa. Hi there.
Hi. How are you, Amos?
I'm fine.
I wanted to say that I was down there, and I supported not only the vendors but the game, too. Mm-hmm. And it's traditional for me and my husband to go down there every year to support it. Now, I do believe that Indianapolis, the community, we do need to get behind anything that we are putting on as black people. I believe this weekend is just like people worship. They worship according to the weather, whether or not they come out of their house. They heard it was going to be a little cold, and they stayed at home instead of coming out to support our events. It was a good event. I saw the vendors on Georgia Street, too, and was quite surprised at that, because I can remember when we had it on, Pan Am Plaza.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it was quite successful on Pan Am Plaza. And then last year, our vendors were few last year right in front of the stadium. So I was glad to see them on Georgia Street also. And the reason why our vendors aren't coming is because we, as a black community, we don't get out and support them.
But I also remember Circle City Classics that were just as cold. And
yes,
we had 30, 40, 50,000 people in the stadium.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I just think it's our community. I don't know what it's going to take to re-spark them, to make them get out and support our events. They didn't support the Expo that great either. I mean, as you walk through the Expo Hall, it used to be crowded, bumper to bumper people. I mean, you know, you could barely get through. And this past year, you could just walk on up and walk on through, and I was like, my Lord, what is happening to us? Why aren't we getting out, and why aren't we supporting our black historical events that we have in Indianapolis? And people always talk about Indianapolis being a slow city and that we're slow. Well, we're making ourselves that way. You can go to Chicago, you can go to various places, and they have black events out, and just like they have African Fest in Chicago every year in Washington Park. And you go up there, and people travel from all around because my husband and I go to that. And that is a successful event in that park that whole Labor Day weekend. Indianapolis can do the same thing. We just have to have some get up and go.
Absolutely. And as well as some leadership from the folks at the top of the board level. I got a thing on Twitter. My Twitter is AmosWTLCND. Adventures in Travel tweeted me, I challenge all the people that show up to the summer celebration free concert. They need to be at the Classic. That's a great suggestion. 239-1310. 239-1310. This afternoon with Amos, we'll take a break. More of the community's evaluation of your event. You birthed it. You created it, and then you gave it over to the board of directors of Black Expo to be the parent. There's some that are saying the way they've taken care of the child, CPS needs to get involved. Well, you know, if you're not taking care of your child, Drew, isn't the child police supposed to intervene? Isn't there supposed to be an intervention? Do they have a Department of African American Key Events Preservation? Maybe they need to be talking to the boards after this after the.
Hello, this is King Ro Conley, and you're listening to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
All right, welcome back. Let me go with the phones and go to Donna. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. How are you?
I'm fine. What's up?
Well, I attended both the parade and the game, as I've been doing for hundreds of years, and I really enjoy Expo and the Classic. But I was wondering, too, I know that Central State played in Chicago several weeks ago in a similar type of game against Morehead.
Mm-hmm.
Morehouse.
Right.
Is that right? Yeah. And so I was just wondering if maybe people that would have probably came from that part of the state, Illinois, to Indianapolis, stayed in Chicago because of the Central State playing there. And I know people say Indianapolis, we don't support each other, but, you know, years I remember, Classic brought people in from all over the country. It was not just on the shoulders of the community to support it. And we did have friends in from Illinois, Kentucky, and Ohio that showed up this weekend and bought hotel rooms and so forth and added to the economy. And so I just wondered if there was a way Classic could maybe look at some no-compete kind of clauses if they're going to have teams that are playing in a certain mile radius that could impact their attendance, if that could be looked at, you know, for future teams coming in. And the other thing I wanted to say, and I don't want to be critical of the institution because I really appreciate having those two events here in our hometown. But I was really taken aback when that relationship between Expo and the Recorder split.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're committing suicide when we have two historic institutions not supporting each other. And I didn't see anything in the paper this week in the Recorder about the Expo. I remember the inserts and other things that used to come along with
that. Well, and again, Donna, this goes back to the board. The board made that decision to sever relationships with the Recorder for no good reason. They have never, the board has never told the community the reason why.
Yeah, I really think that was, of all the criticism, and I usually never criticize Expo, and that was the thing that really tugged at my heart, how two black institutions like that could sever ties. And so, you know, when you pull yourself away from the community, you're going to expect to have people not want to support you.
Well, and here, and here's the other tragedy. So, you know, they pull away from the recorder. So the recorder says, okay, we got other things that we can put on our front page, even though in the current issue of the recorder, there is a picture of the young lady who is the Miss Circle City Classic. And a couple of advertisers put ads in there saluting the classic, but that was it for the classic. But the Indianapolis Star did nothing.
There were some photographs I've seen in Sunday, but this is what got me with the Star. Their lead story was three black guys on there talking about crime and guns, you know, on Sundays. But the other thing, too, and I didn't go inside the hotels, but I remember used to bringing stacks of recorders down to all the hotels.
Oh, see, now that wasn't it because the board of directors, Greg Wilson, said no.
That's craziness to me because that's supporting each other, and we're not going to make it. If working together works, then it still works now.
All right, I appreciate it. 239-1310, 239-1310 is after his name. Let me go back to the phones. And Mildred, hi there.
Okay, I'd like to make a comment.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm an 86-year-old widow, and I attended the classic from its inception.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I loved it. We attended every year.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed, and there was so much, that was a feeling of pride and camaraderie when you were there in those early years.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be busloads of students and alumni from the different colleges. It was just so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking that times have changed. Maybe not so many students, black students, attend the HBCs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's been an attitude about the pride that we felt when this happened. But I'm sure, as you say, the board could make adjustments to these changes to still adapt to it and still make it a very exciting event as it has always been.
All right, good points. See, it always takes our elders to, you know, to pull everybody's coat. I appreciate it. My sister, I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310 this afternoon's name is. Let me go on our live. Brother DJ Gino, how you doing?
Hey, my man, how you feel, buddy?
I'm fine.
Hey, Amos, I got to say, you know, I was very critical of you guys last year to a point where it was the talk of the town.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the city was talking about how I beat up TLC and beat up Radio 1 about the classic and how they didn't support it. But I say today, I eat crow.
Oh.
Based on the resources you guys had, I think you guys did the best job you've done in 5 years. I think, you know, Amp Harris, working with the staff or whatever, whoever you be working with, I thought that based on the resources you had, that you guys did an excellent job. I'm eating crow, and you know, and I'm proud because you know, TLC is my life.
Mm-hmm.
TLC is my life, and I'm very proud of you guys, and I'm very proud. I mean, Karen Vaughn broadcast her entire show from the cabaret, and then hosted all for free. Didn't charge me a dime.
Oh,
cabaret and the comedy show. Cabaret didn't charge. I mean, you know how big that is to have a 4-hour remote.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's huge, man. So, I'm not kissing your ring in, but I do want to say thank you to Karen and to everybody else who, you know, is involved. Now, I would say, though, I would like to see the pop station a little bit more involved, Radio Now, whoever they are. They need to be a little bit more involved because, you know, white people come to the classic. You, this is a football game. Some of the white people can't afford to go to a regular football game.
Yeah, you can't go to Coast Game.
You know, based on one thing, though, and, you know, Shannon of the recorder and I are very good friends. I love her to death. I love her dedication. But, you know, a lot of people say, well, and the lady was right. You know, it was a travesty when recorder and Black Expo broke up. You know, boyfriend and girlfriend broke up. But Amos, and again, I understand editorial.
Mm-hmm.
But, dog, if I am a sponsor, if you are my media sponsor,
mm-hmm.
and you dog me every year, dog, I can't, I mean, I don't know a person in the country that would still advertise with you based on the, I mean, and again, I understand editorial, and Shannon, you know, that's what editorial's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, I mean, it's vicious. And, man, I mean, if the recorder says the bad stuff about me, I can give them a dime. Guess that. You ain't getting jack from me. And I understand, think about it, when McDonald's had that big tainted thing where the food was tainted or something happened, guess what? that'll call the news people to say, hey, look, y'all need to back up on that story. And guess what? They back up on that story.
Let me ask you as a promoter, with your promoters, and you do a lot of things not only here but across the Midwest. When you put out something and you give it your best effort and you bring in an act to a community and you knock everything, you do everything that you think you can do, and the consumer doesn't buy into it, they don't buy the ticket, they don't go, how do you recoup from that? You know, so if even looking at it from Expo's point of view, if they distributed 26,000 tickets, and there's a dispute as to how many were in the building. Just say for the sake of the argument, 15,000 in the building. That's 11,000 no-shows. How do you get, A, those no-shows to have shown? How do you get the overall attendance up? Because obviously the consumer has said, what you all offered, I ain't buying.
Right. Well, Amos, you got two choices. You know, you either tear it down, get rid of it, or you restructure the whole thing and change the whole thing and, you know, and maybe bring in a high school. You know, I mean, you can't keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. Mm-hmm. You got to do something different. And they tried with the car. Right. I thought the car was a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, me and Aunt Harris, who is my best friend. And matter of fact, if you guys got the IBJ, make sure you check out the IBJ. Beautiful article about Aunt Harris, my brother. But if you can't keep doing the same thing, the car was a good thing. But I didn't understand why the car. And maybe it's like a lottery thing or something.
I think it is on the lottery rules. Yeah.
So the ticket couldn't be your ticket for the car. I didn't understand why you had to buy a separate ticket if you just buy a game ticket. How come that couldn't be the ticket for the car? I didn't understand that. But again, I mean, maybe they got some rules or something about law about it. I don't know. But you know, moving on. As far as my, you know, I'm gonna tell you, bro. You know, I don't know about the game, but let me tell you something. The promoters, man, we've been calling each other all day. Man, it was the best expo in the last 3 years, baby. Let me tell you something. The cabaret, you know, based on what Karen was in, the best cabaret in 5 years. Comedy show.
Maybe
best comedy show in 5 years.
Maybe the classic ought to be after the classic, immediately starting the cabaret.
No. Well, you know, I mean, maybe you could put a cabaret act. I don't know, man. You know, it's kind of expensive, but maybe you could put a cabaret act at halftime. So I don't know about that. I don't know nothing about that because I'm not, you know, exposed my people, my family. We ain't going there. But for me, bro, I wish classic was every weekend because baby, I paid for. Baby, we're going to Chicago this weekend.
All right, on that note, let me go right to, is it Abrielle or Gabrielle at 239-1310? Thanks, Gino. Hi there.
It's Abrielle.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm one of the food vendors, the food truck vendors that was down on Georgia Street weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to say that Memphis had their Heritage Classic 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And because I used to live there. I lived here first and then lived there. From what I understand, hotel rooms were sold out all of Memphis, Arkansas, West Memphis, Arkansas, and Mississippi. They had an attendance that was on site, and Memphis has a reputation of having one of the most, you know, violent cities.
Mm-hmm.
So the situation here about the violence here, like you said, the classic never has an issue because it's a different vibe than the expo. And one of the other things that I wanted to bring out, too, is I noticed that at this particular venue, they had those barricades all on the street,
mm-hmm.
even on Georgia Street, like they're directing cattle. You know, just why is it on those events they always have to have the barricades downtown? They didn't have it at Gen Con. We were down there for Gen Con. You didn't see all that.
The official reason is they're expecting so many people, they don't want the people to start walking out in the middle of the street and blocking traffic. I'm serious. That's the, every time I've asked them, that is the official reason, that I've gotten it. But also given that this is the first year the food trucks were down there, did it meet your expectations? You may not have known what to expect. Did it meet your expectations, under your expectations, over your expectations?
It was very much under expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, really was. And I don't know if the weather had a lot to do with it or what, but the young man you were talking about,
yes.
He's a very, very good, very upstanding militant in the reserve. He and his wife both have been overseas, Afghanistan, and he's first class. First class all the way.
Well, like I said, so, I thought it took me by surprise because we didn't know y'all were going to be down there. It took me by surprise pleasantly.
It maintained the spirit of what that street had been for the last 30 some odd years.
Right.
Took, as well as put a new twist on it, and there's nothing wrong with that. Now he's got the ball. He's got the gauntlet. To improve upon it, judge upon it. But again, there's gotta be folks there and 15,000 in the house ain't strong enough.
Right.
To give everybody, you know, some play for the investment. But, you know, I think it was great to see you guys down there. And I know that's something you all, that it's not just a classic thing. This was Taste of Indy coming to that part of the city on that date. I know you all do other things on Georgia Street and some other locations. And it was great.
Right.
And it was multicultural. Amen.
Right, definitely.
All right.
Definitely.
I appreciate the call. Thank you. We'll take a break. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's afternoon's the Davis. It is the 11th annual community evaluation of the classic. What was good? What was not so good? What can be improved upon? We'll be back with more after these.